You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Oh, mercy, baby! I'm walking a mile with a pile of records to make you smile. So don't touch that dial for a while, so we can immerse ourselves in some vintage rhythm and blues from the 1950s, baby. Welcome to another edition of the Juke in the Back. It's the soul that came before rock and roll. I'm your furry leader, Matt the Cat, where it's at, paying my dues with some sweet, sweet rhythm and blues you can use from the top of your head to the soles on your worn-out walking shoes as we present part four of our multi-part series on Chess Records. This week, we're going to focus on all the important releases from 1953. 53 was a real solid year for Chess Records, as they scored the biggest hits so far, released some more solid records from Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf, and Little Walter, fresh off juke at the end of 52, kept scoring the hits in 53. We also get some vocal group sounds this year, particularly one that makes the charts. And we have some blues legends that record one-off singles for the label. So I'm really excited to present this week's program to you cats and kittens, because let me tell you, it's gonna be a good one. Let's kick it off with a big one, baby. I'm talking a real big one. It's I Don't Know from Willie Maben. This was his first of three career charting records. Maben was originally from Memphis, and he moved to Chicago in 42. I Don't Know was written by cripple Clarence Lofton and recorded in October of 52. It was issued in November, and on the 21st of December, it hit number one, where it stayed for 8 weeks, becoming the last number one of 52 and the first number one of 53. It was the biggest seller so far for Chess Records, and it's going to kick off part four of our Chess Records series. Here's Willie Maben and his combo with I Don't Know.
I'm getting sick and tired of the way you do. Good kind papa gotta poison you. Sprinkle goober dust all around your bed. Wake up one of these mornings, find your own self dead. She said you shouldn't say then. I said, what should I say this time, babe? She says, I don't know. My, oh my, oh my. I don't know what my baby put down. The woman I love, she got dimples in her jaws. The clothes she's wearing is made out of the best of cloth. She can take and wash them, she can hang them upside the wall. She can throw them out the window and run out and catch them a little bit before they fall. Sometimes I think you has your habits on. She said you shouldn't say that. I said, what should I say to make you mad this time, baby? She says, I don't know. My, oh my, oh my. My baby putting down. My mother sat down and cried. Say, you're too young a man, son, to have the many women you got. I looked at my mother then, I didn't even crack a smile. I said, if them women kill me, I don't mind dying. The woman I love, I won the week before last. The woman I love have got out of class. I thought I won you, babe, a long time ago. If you don't watch your step, I'm gonna have to let you go. She said you shouldn't say that. I said, what should I say this time, baby? She says, I don't know. But my baby putting down, good girl.
With a horn section, recorded by Sam Phillips in Memphis on October 7th, 1952, and released as Chest Number 1528 in January of 53. That's Charles Taylor blowing a mean tenor, and Walter Tang Smith on trombone. Of course, Willie Johnson is providing that dirty, dirty, filthy guitar. What a number. Man, I gotta tell you, that is one of my favorite Howlin' Wolf songs. Unfortunately, though, it didn't chart. And Howlin' Wolf is still living in Memphis and recording for Sam. He won't move to Chicago until later in 53. Sam Phillips already has Sun Records set up by this point, but he's not recording Howlin' Wolf because Wolf is under contract with the Chess Brothers. Let's flip Chest Number 1528 over for another blues classic. Here's the Wolf back again, talking about My Last Affair.
Oh, well, I believe this is my last affair. I'm gonna find my gonna turn out my lights. Good night, I'm finna go to bed.
Hours too long.
she's been gone 24 hours. And baby, that's 23 hours too long. Eddie Boyd, with a number 3 record from March of 53. He was hotter than hot in early 53, as he was just coming off the huge success of 5 Long Years for the J.O.B. label. 5 Long Years hit number 1 in October of 52. That's the same month he started recording for Chess, October 12th to be exact, when he cut that one, 24 hours. Chess issued it in February, and as I said, in March, it had hit number 3. I'm at the Cat, and we're on part 4 of our multi-part series on Chess records. This week, we're dealing with 1953. And up next, we have a classic blues woman coming back for a one-off with Checker Records, the subsidiary label of Chess, which was started in mid-1952. Of course, Checker's biggest artist at the time was Little Walter. He had just hit number 1 on Checker with Juke in late 52. And what do you know? It's Little Walter playing the harp on this record with Memphis Minnie. This is a remake of her 1941 hit for OK Records, Me and My Chauffeur Blues. Chuck Berry would rework the song in the early 60s and call it I Wanna Be Your Driver. But Minnie cut this one with Little Joe and his band in July of 52. Leonard Chess waited almost a year to release it as Checker number 771. It came out in May of 53. And now it's gonna play on the Juke in the Back. Here's Memphis Minnie with Little Joe and his band, Me and My Chauffeur Blues. Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee,
David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey, Mark and Marion McAlpine, and contributors Pamela Isabel. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the juke in the back.
Oh, tell me, Mama, who was that while ago? Oh, tell me, Mama, who was that while ago? Yes, when I come in, who went out that back door? Now, don't come here, Mama, I'm gonna start a raising sand. You've been out boogie woogie, there's something I don't understand. I want you to tell me, Mama, who was that while ago? Yes, when I come in, who went out that back door? Now, this is something I never seen before. A man is getting my money, always slamming my back door. I want you to tell me, Mama, who was that while ago? Yes, when I came in, who went out that back door? Tell me, Mama, why can't you be true? Yes, when I came in, who went out that back door? I want you to tell me, Mama, who was that while ago? Yes, when I came in, who went out that back door?
Another great cheating song, Tell Me Mama, Little Walter, recorded in March of 1953 with Lewis and David Myers on the guitars, Willie Dixon slapping that bass, and Fred Bellow on the tubs. Of course, Little Walter's handling the blues harp and vocal on Tell Me Mama, which hit number 10 in April of 53. That's Checker record number 770 as we feature part 4 of our series on Chess Records. This week on The Juke in the Back and The Soul That Came Before Rock and Roll, I'm your furry leader and host, Matt the Cat. And baby, let's just flip that one over for another fantabulous Little Walter instrumental. It's Off the Wall, and it did slightly better on the charts than Tell Me Mama. This one went to number 8 in May. Little Walter and his Jukes on The Juke in the Back.
round wonderful, beautiful world, and the wonderful water around the curve, and everything that's in the world, I hops up and marries a glamour girl. I'm mad. You done me wrong this time, baby. I'm mad. And you have the nerve to try to be glad. Ask my baby, could she stand to see me cry? She said, yes, I could stand to see you buried alive. I'm mad. You done me wrong this time, baby. I'm mad. And you have the nerve to try to be glad. Go down in the bottom of the sea, count the grains of sand, peep through muddy water and spy dry land. I'm mad. I'm mad. I'm mad. And you have the nerve to try to be glad. Now everybody wants to know about the clothes. But them fine dresses I've been buying you, you don't wear them no more. Won't be any more washing and hanging upside the wall and throwing them out the window, running out and catching before they fall. I'm mad. I'm mad. I'm mad. And you have the nerve to try to be glad. Man.
Willie Maben and his combo with another number one. He's mad, baby. That's chest number 1538. Recorded February 5th of 53. It was released in April. And on May 30th, it hit number one for two solid weeks. Willie is singing and on piano. Fred Clark is blowing the tenor. Joe Cool Breeze Bell is smacking that bass with Steve Boswell on the tubs. And hey, since that record was such a big hit, the Chess Brothers decided to have Mitzi Mars put out an answer record called I'm Glad. I hope you're digging part four of our multi-part series on Chess Records. This week we're featuring the year 1953. Let's keep it going with another record from Eddie Boyd and his Chessmen. This one was recorded in May, released in June, and in July, it topped out at number three. Eddie Boyd wants to know why you keep giving him the third degree.
Of petting, I can't even raise my hand. Bad luck, bad luck is killing me. Now I just can't stand. No more of this third degree. Got me accused of murder. I never harmed a man. You got me accused of forgery. I can't even write my name. Bad luck, bad luck is killing me. Now I just can't stand no more on this third degree. Taxes, I don't have a lousy dime. They got me accused of children, ain't every one of them mine. Bad luck, bad luck is killing me.
Muddy Waters and his guitar, chest number 1542. And the label reads, "Turn the Lamp Down Low." I wonder why they called it that, since the song was already widely known as Baby Please Don't Go. Big Joe Williams recorded it back in 35. And of course, the Orioles did it in 52. In later releases, Chess would change the name to Baby Please Don't Go, but they originally called it Turn the Lamp Down Low. I bet you're wondering who's playing the blues harp on that one. Well, it was probably still Little Walter, because even though Walter was out pursuing a solo career, Chess was still using him on Muddy Waters recordings. When he wasn't there, Junior Wells was playing the harp, until he got drafted. Once he was gone, Walter Horton might have been filling in on harp. Jimmy Rogers is still playing guitar for Muddy, and Big Crawford's still on the bass. Elgin Evans is on the tubs and pies. In a couple of years, the Chess label would be widely known and recognized for its vocal group acts. The Flamingos, the Moonglows, the Monotones, the Students, the Pastels. But in 1953, vocal groups on Chess were kind of rare. They had the Dozier Boys, the Parrots, the Southern Stars. Now they had a little group from Cleveland called the Coronets that was brought to the Chess Brothers' attention by DJ Alan Freed. At the time, the Moondog was DJing at WJW in Cleveland. He had already coined the term rock and roll and was one of the major DJs that Leonard Chess visited often to give him the latest Chess and Checker singles and pass an envelope or two. Now keep in mind, Payola, a record label offering a DJ pay for play, was legal. There was nothing on the books that said that payola was illegal. When the whole payola scandal broke in the late 1950s, one of the things the government used to shut it down was the fact that most people didn't declare that money on their taxes. However, Leonard Chess did. He declared payola, among other things, as a business expense. Here's the thing, though. This record by the Coronets, Nadine, went one step further. What's a better deal for a DJ than payola? Getting songwriting credit. Then you have publishing, and every time that record gets played, every time that record gets sold, you get paid. So if you look at Chess number 1549, Nadine from the Coronets, you'll see Alan Freed's name right there as the songwriter. The song Nadine was actually written by the lead singer of the Coronets, Charles Carruthers. And like I said, Freed brought the boys to the Chess Brothers. They recorded them in June of 53, issued the song Nadine in July, and it hit number 3 in September. Here are the Coronets with Chess's first vocal group hit, Nadine.
Bye. dance. So Nadine, give me a chance.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week it's Chess Records and their one-off single with Elmore James. At the time this was recorded, in January of 53, Elmore had only had one hit, Dust My Broom, but he was signed to the Bahari Brothers' Meteor Records. Soon he would have another hit with I Believe. That would chart in February, and the Chess Brothers would issue She Just Won't Do Right in July. They put it out on their Checker subsidiary as Checker number 777, but had to withdraw it when the Bahari Brothers threatened to sue. It was like Leonard Chess didn't even care. He was just trying to see what he could get away with. James recorded 5 songs for the Chess Brothers at Universal Recorders in Chicago on January 17th. The other 3 songs made it to future Chess LPs. But this was Elmore James' only release on Checker Records. And it's this week's Great 78. Elmore James, She Just Won't Do Right.
Bobby the Bobcat, you're listening to Jukin' the Back with Matt the Cat. Da 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 da.
We'll be right back.
that's what I have today.
classic World War II anthem, White Cliffs of Dover, as performed by Washington, D.C. group The Blue Jays. They were brought to the attention of Leonard Chess by Max Silverman, better known as Waxy Maxy, record store owner down in Washington, D.C. They were recorded by Lillian Claiborne, who owned DC Records, and then the master was sold to Leonard Chess on Checker 782 in October of 53. See, the vocal groups are starting to creep in here as we feature Chess and Checker Records on the Juke in the Back. Before that, another vocal record from Little Walter, Checker number 780, Blues with a Feelin'. Recorded July 23rd and issued in September. By October of 53, it was sitting at number 2, where it stayed for 2 weeks, but just couldn't make it to number 1. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed part 4 of our multi-part series on Chess Records. This week we focused on 53, so you know what's coming next week in part 5, baby. Of course, we're going to give you more in 54. More vocal groups as the Moon Glows join Chess, and more stellar records from Howlin' Wolf, Muddy Waters, Eddie Boyd, Willie Maben, Little Walter, and much, much more. So I hope you will join me next week. Until then, remember, soul, it's a feeling, and you get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues right here on the Juke in the Back. Let's end it with one more song from McKinley Morganfield, better known to the world as Muddy Waters. It's a song that would later be called I Want You to Love Me, but its original title is Mad Love. Recorded on September 24th, released in October, and by November it was sitting at number 6 on the National Rhythm and Blues charts. This one features Muddy's pianist, Otis Spann. So let's close it down with Chess 1550. Here's Muddy Waters with Mad Love. I'll catch you on the flip side next week for part 5. Bye-bye, everybody.
I want you to love me. Love your baby slow. I want you to love me. Love your baby slow. I want you to love me, baby, till I drop dead in front of your door. I want you to love me. Love me with your own free will. I want you to love me. Love me with your own free will. I want you to love me, baby. Love me and don't get me killed. Love me till the house that on my head. I want you to love me till the house that on my head. I want you to love me, baby.
Tell you no, I wished I was dead.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.